Calling all detectives. A questioned will, a Spanish caballero, and a lost gold mine. Those are the exhibits on this page for my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Believe me, Jerry Browning, private detective. You can sometimes hear murder speak. Browning, this will of Horace Overman troubles me. I hesitate to offer it for probate. I glanced at the document in the lawyer's hand. What seems to be wrong, Mr. Morgan? Overman has left the sum of $250,000 to a Miss Carol Mann in gratitude for having saved his life and nursed him back to health in the years between 1932 and 1935. The rest of the will, some $4 million, is dispersed about as expected. $250,000 bequest out of over $4 million? That's possible, Mr. Morgan. Jerry Morgan frowned. Nobody knows this, Miss Mann, who presented herself at my office yesterday. Between 1932 and 1935, Horace Overman was traveling about the world with his younger sister, Millicent. Only she could verify or deny the validity of the bequest.
Okay, then, let's ask Millicent.
Millicent is at a dude ranch in New Mexico, beyond telephone reach. And she refuses to answer letters or telegrams. Browning, go to New Mexico. You leave tonight.
So I flew to Albuquerque, and from there rode for 2 days more on an evil-tempered horse, until... Emerging from a mountain pass, my guide and I found ourselves surrounded by a band of yelling, gun-firing madmen.
What is this, a holdup?
No, senor. Buenos dias. I am Sancho Sanchez. Welcome to Rancho Grande. Yahoo! Where all is happiness. $1.30 a day.
That's fine. I'll buy about $8 worth of hospitality.
Just long enough to interview Millicent Overman. Sent to a New Mexico dude ranch to interview a woman, I got a noisy welcome.
Enter, senor. All within this humble abode is yours. $1.30 a day.
At the desk, cigar-chewing George Shelby, the owner, greeted me.
We have a reservation for you, Mr. Browning.
Well, I wasn't planning on staying, but after that 2-day horseback ride, I could use a good night's sleep. Mr. Shelby, when you see Miss Overman, would you tell her I'm here and would like to talk to her as soon as possible?
I'll tell her, if I see her. Millicent's mighty popular. She's generally out all day.
Well, she comes back to eat, doesn't she, or to sleep?
Yeah, certainly. When she isn't out on an extended camping trip.
Well, send somebody out to get her. This is important. But at dinner that evening...
Sorry, Mr. Browning. I couldn't locate Miss Overman. She's up in the hills with a group of other guests. They may not be back for several days.
So there I was, as out of place as a worm at a bird convention. I walked around for a while in the cool night air.
Buenas noches, senor. You have fun, yes?
I have fun, no. An idea struck me. Look, Sanchez... It's worth $50 to me if somebody can get to Miss Overman and tell her I'm waiting to see her.
In Brazil, from where I come, that would buy a house.
He shook his head regretfully.
But here, nothing.
Okay, forget I mentioned it. Are you in love with her too? Sancho heaved a big sigh.
Oh, who does not love the glamorous lady? But alas, she does not love me. Except on Tuesday when I make the barbecue.
She certainly sounds worth meeting. Good night, Sancho.
Vaya con Dios, señor.
After 3 days of hanging around, I began to think that Millicent Overman didn't exist. And on the fourth morning, I was told she'd come down from the hills late the previous night, spent the night in her cabin, and was off again early the next morning to explore the area of a supposedly lost gold mine. That settled it. Look, Shelby, I'm going after her. Either you assign one of your men to go with me, or I'm going alone.
Can't spare anybody, Browning. Can't let you wander off into the hills alone, either. All right, Sancho can go with you.
Senor, behold the magnificence of nature.
I've beholded it for days. Can't these horses go any faster? But it wasn't necessary to go any faster because only an hour's ride from the ranch. We found the body of Millicent Overman. She'd been shot to death. Shelby, you've stalled me and pushed me around, but now I'm taking over. You'll give me some quick, straight answers, or I'm taking you back to Albuquerque.
I'll help you in any way I can, Brownie.
Who was on that previous trip into the hills with Miss Overman, and who went with her on this last trip to that gold mine? There were too many on that earlier trip for me to learn anything. 8 guests, 4 cowboy guides altogether. And they all told identical stories, that they'd returned late the evening before, separated, and went to their various quarters. Did Miss Overman say anything about starting out this morning to look for that mine? Well, no, sir. We were all very tired and wouldn't think of another trip for a while. That's what I thought. I turned to Shelby. Okay, who left on that gold mine trip with Miss Overman?
Well, I don't know. I don't keep tabs on my guests, Mr. Browning.
And how did you know she left?
Because, senor, the senorita Overman told me, and I told Senor Shelby. It was that I thought perhaps she left with Pete and Whitey.
Shelby shook his head.
Pete and Whitey are riding the range, chicken fences.
I shrugged, slumped into a chair. Looks like a dead end. Sancho, how would they handle this in your native Brazil?
By truckers, senor. We Spanish caballeros are fine truckers, senor. By the hoofprints, we track the horse of the killer.
I nodded. Sancho, I think this killer anticipated that. But it won't be necessary to find out, because you were under arrest for murder. He didn't admit a thing, of course. Protested his innocence in fine, ringing Spanish phrases all the way back to Albuquerque. I paid no attention, because I happen to remember that in Brazil, the language and nationality origin is not Spanish, but Portuguese, which marked Senor Sanchez as a phony of some kind. Exactly what kind, we found out later. He was in cahoots with the legatee Carol Munn. They had a fine racket. Forged not a whole will, but just one clause, for a hunk of money that was big, yet not a major portion of the estate, and for services dating back to a period of Overman's life about which little was known. Sancho's job was to make sure that Millicent Overman stayed in New Mexico. He intercepted her mail, and when I showed up, made sure that I would never talk to her. He made sure, by luring her away and killing her. The Munn girl confessed, and after that, it was all over. Like I said, sometimes murder talks the loudest when you don't hear a word.